Home Interiors on Talk About. Brought to you in association with Corcoran's Furniture and Carpets. For every room in your home.
Now it's time for one of my favourite monthly slots, and that is the Interiors Advice slot. And I'm delighted to meet, for the first time in person, having spoken to her on the phone for the last 6 months, Linda Goodman of Sanctuary Design Consulting and of Corcoran's Furniture, of course, who's here in studio. You're very welcome, Linda. And you haven't come alone. I'll let you introduce our second guest.
No, not today alone. And it's so good to meet you in person. So I'm here today with Helen Murphy of Daily Diva Diaries. And myself and Helen and Corcoran's were involved in a collaboration together to revamp her coastal living room space. So we're here to talk about that project.
Okay, well, Helen, you better go back to the beginning and tell us why did you decide to revamp your space? And where do you live, first of all?
How are you? How's it going?
Lovely to meet you.
You too. So my name is Helen of Daily Diva Diary, and I was very, very lucky to be approached by the wonderful Nick, who works with Corcoran's, and she wanted to know, would I be interested in collaborating with them? And I said, you know what? Why don't we make this like interesting and make it something that would be fundamentally very, very close to my heart? So I have a beautiful sitting room, but with four kids taking up an awful lot of our time and energy, and you know, when kids are small, sometimes there's not real need to make anything too fancy, because like once my boy came along, and I know I'm stereotyping here slightly, there wasn't a curtain left unhung in the house, or there wasn't a curtain left hanging, and there were scribbles on walls, and I have photos of Dan and Lucy in particular creating masterpieces for me on walls. So we kind of, you know, let this room slide. And it was very functional, but it had one saving grace in that we have a beautiful, beautiful window seat in it, and a huge amount of light comes into it. And I always knew I wanted to do something nice with it. But the problem with me and interiors, I find, Deirdre, is that I go into an interior shop and my problem is I can't do anything cohesive. I love everything. And I think that was borne out from the first day I visited Corcoran's. I loved beige couches. I loved the lovely neutral tones. But then equally, there was vases that were yellow and green and red with zebra stripes, and I was like, oh my god, they're gorgeous too. I find it very hard to put things together in interiors. So when Nick approached me with this idea and mentioned that they had what I subsequently found out to be this wonderful interior designer on board, I was like, oh my god, I'm in. And Linda came and just
transformed the place. Well, before we talk about how she transformed the place and maybe give some ideas to our listeners as well, Linda, you might explain to us about that whole coastal living look, because I'm looking at it and I'm thinking about that fancy place outside Boston where, or is it outside New York? The Hamptons,
oh,
is it?
Martha's Vineyard.
Or one of those places when you see one of these Netflix shows and they all have They all have beautiful living rooms. And straight away when I saw that, I thought of those lovely areas. Mm. So will you explain to the listeners what the coastal living look is all about?
Well, I suppose it's inspired by the sea. Like, that's the reality. You're looking at the sea, and Helen has a beautiful view of the sea, and it's bringing those tones and those shades into a space. That's really a simple way to look at it. So you're looking at the blues, the teal greens, you're bringing that in somehow, but you're also almost bringing things like driftwood that will come in from the sea into the space too. So you'll notice there's a lot of wooden shades and tones throughout the space that we did for Helen, and anything that's like a coastal living room or a coastal theme will always have that. It'll have a lot of kind of whites as well to kind of get that fresh look. So it's almost like, I know this sounds funny, but the visual of the sea when the waves crash, there's that white. When the blues come in, you have all the different colour blues. But you want to bring the warmth too. So you want to bring the wooden tones to bring the warmth, because blue can look very cold if it's a certain tone. And we're not in the hottest country in the world. So we want to bring the warmth. So those linen colours really bring the warmth as well.
So just describe the whole process. You do live by the sea, as it happens.
Yes,
Helen.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a lovely view. It's down overlooking Barley Cove Beach, just outside, on the Mizzen.
West Cork.
Yeah, West Cork, on the Mizzen, near to Goleen.
Fabulous place.
And it is a beautiful place. And the light, I think the light down there is absolutely incredible. And as I said, we have that lovely square window with a window seat, and the light coming into the room is beautiful. And we didn't want to lose that, you know. So Linda, I think
we didn't.
One thing we kind of said from the very beginning was we vibed very well together.
Yeah.
So intuitively, you very much straight away got what we wanted.
Mm. Yeah. So what do you do when you go into a project like that? What's the first thing you do when you look at the room, Linda?
Yeah, so it kind of goes in stages. The very first thing you do is an initial consultation with the client to make sure that we're on the same page. But ultimately, what does she need? What Helen, I went into Helen, I was like, Helen, what do you need? What do you and your family need? And really listen to what she needs so we can make that become a reality, not go in and tell her what to do. You know, it's like you want to see what she needs. The next stage was I pulled together a lot of images and products into mood boards. And then we met in the Killarney store, the Corcoran's Killarney store, to source then the products. So we pulled all the products together, kind of that second consultation. And the third was the big reveal. So we did all of the works. Obviously, we ordered all the products. We got everything in. Helen got some works done. We got some paneling done into the space to bring that sea coastal vibe in. The paneling really made such a difference. And then we did the big reveal. You know, Helen was around on the day and I was like, Helen, you need to go so we can actually surprise you, you know? So I waited to put anything out till she was gone so she could really enjoy it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like many of those TV shows that we've become accustomed to.
The
big reveal is the best big part reveal. Of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what did you have to work with? It was like a regular sitting room in a busy house where there's lots of kids.
Yeah.
So you didn't change things around massively, but it was just little subtle things like paint and the framing of pictures and stuff like that, wasn't it? Cushions and things.
Yeah, and this is what happens with a lot of clients. They have a lot of ideas, like Helen had expressed what they want, but they can't bring it all together. And I think the key thing with this project was we actually took the gifts of the space already, which was the light, was that window seat, you know, the fireplace, the natural stone. And we kind of made that all sing by adding more kind of wooden pieces in that matched the tones in the fireplace and the mirror that had the wood around it. It meant that all of the wood was kind of singing throughout the whole room. And that's the key with interior design and anyone who's doing it themselves at home. If you can actually mirror in opposite sides of the room, tones and colours, it makes the room all flow together. So that's what we did. And as you said, the main thing, I suppose, was panelling. We got all the walls were panelled. It was painted again, so it had that fresh look. And then we basically made the most of the elements that were there already.
So when you say it was painted again, did you go for, was it a big change from what was there compared to what you did?
No, we didn't do a massive change. We kept it simple. We kept it white and fresh, because if you're looking for that coastal vibe, that's what you want. You want the fresh white walls and then bring the colour in. So you kind of go to scratch. So yeah, we kept it white.
Yeah, okay. And obviously it goes without saying you were delighted with the results.
I was absolutely thrilled. I was slightly daunted at the beginning because I didn't know how we would get on. But from the very minute you came into the room, I still remember the first day you came in, you went over to the shelves and she picked up one of the little photos I had on the shelves, and it's a brown framed photo and there was little elements of aquamarine going through the frame. And straight away you could see Linda. Linda was like, this is it. She knew she wanted coastal, but all of a sudden this was the basis for her colour scheme. You know, the lovely wooden tones, the aquamarine, the blues coming through. And she mentioned it to me so many times. You said, Helen, you've elements of all of this here already. I can see already what it's going to be like. And in terms then of the walls, like it's a 1970s house and we used to have a door coming in where the couch is now. So, you know, the way sometimes with walls, you can always see the outline of the door. So even from getting Danny, a local carpenter who did the panelling, he did the panelling so well. It was so fantastically done. You know, it just takes the bare look from the wall and kind of hid that door outline as well. You know, it just gives it a very polished, a very finished look.
Mm. And did you go for any mats or anything like that? Any rugs, that type
There actually is a gorgeous rug in the room. It's like a sisal looking rug, but it's not sisal fabric, so it's not rough under the foot.
It's gorgeous.
It's really, really nice. You'll see it in some of the images that'll be posted online, but it's just this. It looks like sisal, but it's not. It's soft underfoot and it doesn't slip. It's good for, you know, pets and kids. And that was the key thing as well with the sofa we chose. It had to be for kids, and it's a light colour, but it's an aqua clean fabric. And that particular fabric, if you literally pour water on it and wipe the stain away. It's an amazing fabric. So we went for one of those to make it realistic for what Helen needed.
Okay, yeah. And how is this withstanding the kids?
I was just
so
going
far?
To inter. It's withstanding, and the two dogs, more importantly, because we've two new dogs, Deirdre, who think they own the house, and they love the new couch. So I came in the other day, and Berry was sitting up on top of us with a little munchy bone that she dug up from somewhere outside in the garden, and she looked at me, and I looked at her, and well, I could just smile because she's a dote. She'd nearly talk back to you, but I was literally wipe it clean after, you know, little muddy paws up on top of it. Job done.
Which
not
is what
a bother.
You want.
That's
when
what you need.
Busy family.
You don't want to be minding it.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a home. It's going to be a house. It's lived in, and we don't want to have to mind it or treat it like, you know, I don't know if you had this, you know, like the good room. You know,
yeah.
I don't want it to be a good room. It has to be lived in.
It has to be. Has I wonder, does anyone in. Have a good room anymore?
I don't think so.
1970s thing.
My mum does. Hi, Vinny, if you're listening. We've the parlour. We still have.
Oh, you still have a parlour?
We still have a parlour. Not me personally. Mum up at home in West Clare, she still has the parlour, you know?
And I bet you she has a tea set that only comes out when the,
yes.
when the visitors are home from America.
Absolutely, absolutely. Or, you know, long ago when the priest had come to call, you know, or stuff like that. Yeah. But, the parlour is still very much there. But we're allowed in there at Christmas.
You're allowed in at Christmas if you behave yourself. And what's the reaction been like from your family and from people who've called into the house? Are they delighted with it?
Oh, they absolutely love it. One of the lads now, Bob, an old neighbour, he was like, oh, it's very fancy altogether, very fancy. But it's really lovely. And the kids and my husband, they adore it as well. And as I said, some of the teenagers have really laid claim to it, particularly to the window seat, which is normally my spot. But they love it. It's become very... I suppose to rephrase that, it's become part of the house very quickly. It doesn't look like the new room, and this is what really has struck me. It looks as if it's always been part of the house.
Yeah.
So it doesn't stand out as if, oh my God, this is new, we can't go near it. You know the way when you get a new car and you're nearly scared to bring anything into it for the first couple of months? This has already been used and lived in as it should be.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's a testimony to Linda and the gang from Corcoran's, who just kind of brought it together so cohesively.
And Linda, is this all part of the service now in Corcoran's, and that, you know, you're their in-store designer, that you can advise and go out and help people like you helped Helen?
Yeah, so I anyone who comes into the store, I can happily help them with any interior design. I do find, though, that sometimes it's hard when you're not in the space. So I have my own company, Sanctuary Design Consulting, that I also then do other projects outside. But either way, Corcoran's is fantastic with the range of products they have. You know, as an interior designer myself, being able to work with them is amazing, you know, and work for them. So anyone who would want to come in, absolutely come in, no problem. Bring photographs of their space so I have a visual and I can happily help them. Yeah.
Yeah. And now, I suppose a lot of people listening will be saying to themselves, well, I'd love to have that look. And it's up on Facebook, by the way, on our Talk About Facebook page. But they mightn't have the money to do a complete revamp. So are there any little tricks or tips you could advise them if they want to get that lovely seaside coastal look in their living room?
Yeah, I think that's the key thing to remember. You can do your house up at any budget. Absolutely any budget. And I think that's really important. It needs to be accessible for people to actually, you know, you might invest in getting a really good sofa, but then you do other ways. Like, obvious ones is like painting the room yourself. You know what I mean? It saves you some money. Any time that you paint a room fresh, you have a different perspective. Very simply getting blue, teal, and those white cushions in the space. If you paint your room white, you buy a couple of cushions, you know, that contrast each other. Like, it doesn't have to, and you buy some frames. You don't have to buy in the most expensive frame shop, but you put the colour of the teals and the blues in the frames straight away. You're bringing through everything all together. So there's always a way to do it on any budget. I always say if people can, like, charity stores are always good to keep an eye out as well. Like, if you're going around, you always see little deals that you can, or upcycling things. A lot of people have amazing pieces in their home, and if they upcycled it, you know, went to the local paint store and got some paint and kind of, you know, you can transform something that you already have into the space. It doesn't have to cost a lot.
Yeah, make it look like new. Exactly.
100%.
We have some questions for you coming in, Linda, and Helen's going to stay with us as well and chat. And just to remind listeners, if you have a query for our interiors expert, Linda, maybe you would like to transform your space into that nice seaside coastal vibe. Let us know what your query is. 083 300 3300. Back in a moment.
Home Interiors on Talk About. Brought to you in association with Corcoran's Furniture and Carpets. For every room in your home.
Now, if you've just joined us, we are in studio with Helen Goodman of Sanctuary Design Consulting and Corcoran's Furniture. Linda's voice, you know, every month she comes on and joins us and chats to us about interiors. That's Linda Goodman. And we're also joined by a special guest this month, Helen Murphy of Daily Diva Diary. And actually, you know what, Helen? We didn't ask you about Daily Diva Diary and how it came that you got to link up with Linda.
Oh, with Corcoran's. Daily Diva Diary is a page that one of my friends actually set up for me many, many years ago when my kids were small, and she felt I needed a creative outlet, and she even came up with the name. So I can't thank her enough, because it has become just that, a real outlet. When I needed one.
And what kind of stuff do you put up on it?
It started off primarily as fashion, but over the years it's evolved into everything and anything. Like on my Facebook side at the moment, what's really taken off there at the moment is a little bit like your classifieds ads. People are messaging me kind of going, I really adore this dress, or I want to get this for my mom, I can't get it. Or more recently, four sisters were going to an event and they wanted to wear a jacket that had belonged to someone very dear to them who'd passed away, but they only had three of them, and could my helpers get them find a fourth for them to go to a concert, you know? So that's taken off like with bells on over on Facebook, and it's actually a lovely way of connecting us all together. Someone came on last night and actually said, Helen, could you and your divas help me find this, you know? And I loved that. It was so cute. But there's a lovely community coming together, especially on Facebook, which I love. And then Instagram, I kept that private for a long time, because I just didn't open it up to the public. My energy was on Facebook, and then as Instagram began to get stronger, say, you know, universally, I just opened it up, and it's steadily growing away, and I just interact with people an awful lot on that, and mainly kind of like lifestyle, baking, cooking, reading, and fashion, of course, as well. Sometimes I do work with some shops, you know, in the Munster area, and as I said, I enjoy it. It's something that I really like and I thrive on. And Nicola, who works with Corcoran's, she got in touch with me and asked me would I like to collaborate with Corcoran's on something, just to try and promote Corcoran's. Because, for instance, I didn't know the Corcoran's, who are literally only, you know, a little bit up the road, are the largest furniture showroom in Munster. I had no idea, and I actually got lost the first day I went in there. I rang Nicola from somewhere down near the beds, and I was like, going, where are you?
Where am I?
How do I get back to reception? And they have such, as you said, Linda, a massive selection of product in there. Because I don't know if you saw this, someone messaged me on Instagram the other night, and we ended up having a great old chat. Her response was, I'm really sorry, I'm not being mean, but the mirror wouldn't be my cup of tea, you know? And I said, that's grand. But we were messaging back and forth, and I said, but I bet you if you were working with Linda, she would have something picked for you in a heartbeat that would totally be to your, you know, your taste and your style. I said, we happen to love that particular one. It fits us, fits the room. But Linda would have something chosen for you that would work for you too. In a heartbeat. So that's the glory of Corcoran's.
Everyone wants different things, you know, in their home, and everyone is completely individual. So you can't, you know, copy and paste. It is
exactly.
An individual thing, and it's fantastic that it's that. You know, it makes it really organic and really honest. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's important that people feel they can be as open as that as well. And we can be with you. There were several times you said to me, I know Helen, and I'd be like, okay, I don't like that. And you're like, we'll swap it out for something else. Yeah, you know, you were great.
Got to be honest with your designer.
Definitely.
Elaine was in touch and she says, I redecorated a room recently on a tight budget. I bought little match pots of paint in contrasting colours and painted photo frames, which really brought things together.
Love that. Absolutely love that.
Yeah.
Amazing. It works, and you can pick whatever the colours are in your space. Great. Love to hear that.
Now, another listener says, I saw a lovely mint bedclothes with a pink flower. So that's mint green, I presume, with a pink flower. I'm now looking at the picture and I see she had grey on the walls and the lamps were grey. I have this in my head, mint bed linen with a white wardrobe. It was put together beautifully, but I'd love to know what colour is nice with mint.
Mint, okay. Yeah, I can actually visualise that. So the mint green, grey, you mentioned grey there, but grey is a really good colour with that mint colour.
Yeah.
Pink, and that pink, the little flower, it's almost like when you get a duvet suit, the hint will be in the duvet already. So it's mainly mint green, is a little bit of pink. That'll go really well. That'll contrast beautifully with it. But I would, if you've got that mint colour, I would be, let that do the talking in the room and then go either white walls or the grey would be beautiful with mint. Yeah. Really nice.
It would be a nice shade of grey and light grey.
Yeah.
A couple of people are asking about window seats and one person says, I don't really know what a window seat is. Would you explain?
The window seat was in the house when we got it and it's just a bench. It's a bay window.
It's like a bay window.
Yeah, and instead of having the dead space or maybe just putting a chair into the middle of that area, a window seat had been built. So it literally is a platform and there is a foam large cushion put across it, and it's just a great little spot for lounging in and utilising that space, you know. And then even it was Linda's idea, if you look at the pictures that you have popped up on Facebook, it was Linda's idea as well to make storage in the empty space underneath it. So the window seat remained, we just changed the cushion cover, and Danny the carpenter made doors and storage underneath it, so we have a sitting space and storage
space.
It's probably, I keep calling it, like if you're alluding to another House of the Year program on TV, it's my red dot space. It's my favourite space in the whole room.
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
The thing about having if you have a bay window, though, I suppose, Linda, if you do put a window seat in the bay window, are you not making the sitting room smaller, though?
Well, what I would do is in a bay window, let's be real, if you have a bay window, there's not a lot of people who go and actually walk out to the bay window and stand there. But if there's a seat there, you're going to sit there. You're going to read your book there. You're going to have your cup of tea there. But if it's not there, I see a lot of people, they just close it over and then they open it and everyone sits in the other part of the room. Do you know what I mean? So if your view is there in your bay window, which tends to happen a lot in houses, make the most of it.
Make it work for
you. I would, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, a couple of people wondering about whether or not it's expensive to have an interior designer call to your home and do work for you.
Yeah, I can only speak for myself. I do work for Corcoran's and then I do work outside on projects. So what I would usually get people to do is to come to the store, have a chat about what their project is, and if it seems to be something that needs to, then I will do up a price for that. But it's very difficult to give a price when it comes to a home, because one person might want, you know, advice on the colour of their sofa fabric and another person might want a whole room or a whole house done. So it's a very difficult one to quantify. But if they come down and chat to me in the showroom, we can chat about what they need.
Listener says, I have a mahogany corner hall stand and I was wondering if I could paint it to brighten up the hall, as we've put down new flooring and we'll be repainting the hall. Repainting mahogany.
Now, people will have really different opinions about this and quite strong opinions. Mahogany is a beautiful wood and it has come back into fashion. It's almost starting to come back into fashion. But years ago it was like painted up, you know, get rid of it, get rid of the mahogany. So it comes in waves, right? So you got to do what brings you joy. I would really encourage this listener to do what brings you joy. Absolutely, you can paint mahogany. You can, you know, get a primer. Make sure you get a primer and you get good suggestions on what to how to paint it. And some people actually, you can spray it, which can leave you don't have the brush marks, you know what I mean, so you can spray it too. But go for it. If that's what's going to bring you joy in your space, go for it. But you don't, I suppose, what I think of is it doesn't matter what the neighbours think is what comes to me. Do what you love, you know, because someone else will be like, I can't believe you painted the mahogany, you know, and then someone else will go, that's beautiful, you know, it's so fresh in here now. So if your gut feeling is to do it, I absolutely would go for it.
Yeah. I have a question as well, because, you know, I must figure out how to upload that video of Helen's fabulous new living room onto our Talk About Facebook page, and we'll try and get that done before the day is out. But I was fascinated by Linda Putting up sort of what looked like bits of newspaper up over the fire. Because if there's one thing that I find tricky, it's positioning photos and paintings on a wall and getting them in a kind of an arty sort of an order. But it just, you made it look so easy. Explain the process.
It's a great question, Deirdre. So this is not my original idea, so I'm not going to like lay claim to it or anything. This is something I picked up along the way, and a frame wall is really overwhelming. People usually leave the frames on the floor stacked up against each other and never actually get around to doing the frame wall because it's so overwhelming. What you do is you pull back from the wall that you're actually in, you pull back the furniture and you place down frames that you want to go on the wall. And you do it on the floor. You do it on the floor in the order that you actually want them to be. And when you have them on the floor and you have them together, you'll start to see you want to have the same size frames kind of mirroring each other. You want to have, you know, it not too heavy on one side with really thick, dark frames and then light on the other. You want to mix it all together, but you'll be able to get that arrangement on the floor. Then you get newspaper and you cut out the shapes of each of those frames. And then you label them 1 to 8 or whatever, it was 1 to 8 on ours. And you put the middle one up first and then you measure from that. Now, I did it by eye, you know, what would approximately, like, I don't know, 2-3 inches in between each frame is probably fine. But if you have, you'll notice on the wall in Helen's, the middle frame, which is the biggest frame, I matched the bottom two frames in line with that. So visually, it looked well when people would come into the room. And then you'll notice it kind of comes in, it's like a circle, it's almost like an oval shape altogether, the whole lot of them. And you want to kind of keep that consistency. But if you have it on the floor, you cut out your templates and then you stick them on the wall. Then the best part about this is you go to nail in the nail, you put it straight through the newspaper. You don't have to take the newspaper down. So you've got your nail through the newspaper, you hook your picture on and then you pull the newspaper away afterwards. So you're getting exactly where you want it to be. I love it.
That's a great tip, actually.
I learned so much from watching you, even that day you came down. I mean, Deirdre, she came down in between stage 1, 2 and 3 and she went above and beyond, you know, just to see this through. But even down to the placing of the pictures on the wall. And, you know, Helen, are you happy with that? And I'd brought along some more photos and you didn't flinch, not once. You were like, okay, if that's what brings you joy, that's what is going in, you know, and playing around with the shape and the positioning. You just made it look so easy. But yeah, I picked up so much from watching you. It was incredible.
Yeah, we're evoking a lot of Marie Kondo here, aren't we?
Yes.
Arcing joy.
Absolutely.
Just before we go, I know there's a lot coming up in Corcoran's during the summer that you want to mention before we finish up, Linda.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that there's been a big tile and bathroom revamp in the showroom in Killarney. It looks absolutely beautiful. And there is a promotion starting this Thursday, the 13th of June till the 30th. So anyone who's thinking of doing up their bathroom or doing some tiling, it's definitely worth checking it out.
Perfect. Well, listen, it's been great to meet you in person. And hopefully we'll meet in person again. If not, we'll talk on the phone. And I'll be following Helen on Instagram from now on.
Thank you, Deirdre.
You'll find Helen. I'm just looking it up again. What's your Instagram handle?
It's on Daily Diva Diary and Daily Diva Diary on Facebook as well.
Okay, and loads of tips for everything from
everything
dogs,
and anything.
Dogs,
absolutely.
Children, food,
it goes
fashion.
A bit lawless during the summer, so just join in, text away, message away. It'd be lovely to hear from everyone.
Great, and congrats on your fabulous new living space.
Thank you, and thank you so much to Linda and Corcoran's as well.